This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to the newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing this morning under the Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. The 17th Rozgar Mela will be graced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of the Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the country is witnessing rapid development and Bihar is marching shoulder to shoulder in this journey. Interacting with workers of BJP NDA virtually under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program last evening, Mr. Modi said the people of Bihar do not want to let the Jungle Raj return under any circumstances. He said after the double-engine government came to power in 2014, a new momentum has come into the development works in Bihar.
Science or technology ka kshetra ho, aviation se space technology tak, fashion technology or fintech industry ho, ya medical education or media jaise sectors ho, Bihar ki betiyon ne har jagah apna parcham lehraya hai.
The Election Commission of India has directed the Chief Electoral Officers CEOs to finalize their preparations for the special intensive revision in the respective states and union territories. The two-day conference of Chief Electoral Officers concluded in New Delhi yesterday. It was presided over by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. After the presentations by senior officers of the Commission on the SIR process, queries raised by the CEOs were also clarified. CEOs of the state's UTs from across the country attended the meet. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh released Defence Procurement Manual DPM 2025 in New Delhi. New DPM will be effective from the 1st of next month, which will facilitate the revenue procurement amounting to approximately 1 lakh crore rupees by the three services and other establishments under the Ministry of Defence. Appreciating the efforts of his ministry and headquarter integrated defence staff for the revision of the manual, Mr. Singh yesterday expressed confidence that the new manual will simplify the procedures and bring uniformity in functioning. He said it will also be helpful in providing goods and services required by the armed forces for operational preparedness. Mr. Singh added that it will also provide more opportunities to micro, small and medium enterprises and startups in the field of defence. Delhi government has successfully conducted its first cloud seeding flight trial yesterday. Delhi's Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa informed that all technical trials have been completed and now the government is ready for the actual cloud seeding when favourable cloud conditions arise between the 28th to the 30th of this month. He added that first ever cloud seeding flight will begin from IIT Kanpur to Delhi via Meerut, Khekra and Burari, the national capital. Highlighting the significance of the trial, Mr. Sirsa stated it was conducted jointly by the Delhi government's Environment Department and IIT Kanpur. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India and the United States are making steady progress in the trade negotiations. In an interaction with Doordarshan, Mr. Goyal said that both sides are actively engaged in talks with teams from India and the US working closely to advance discussions. He expressed optimism that the two countries could reach such an agreement in the near future. The Union Minister is currently in Germany to hold discussions on the India-EU free trade agreement and other trade-related matters. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals after beating New Zealand by 53 runs at the DY Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Indian openers Pratika Rawal and Smriti Mandhana hit brilliant centuries to power India to a massive 340 for 3 in 49 overs in the rain-affected match. At the Asian Youth Games 2025 in Bahrain, India clinched twin golds in Kabaddi with both the boys and the girls teams topping their respective podiums. Both Indian teams faced Iran in the finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.